Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we decode the numbers that matter. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host, Jordan. Today, we're diving into NVIDIA's absolutely mind-blowing first quarter 2027 results that just dropped. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, where do we even begin with these numbers? NVIDIA just reported $82 billion in quarterly revenue. That's up 85% year over year and 20% sequentially. To put that in perspective, they added $13.5 billion in revenue in just one quarter, which they're calling a record sequential increase.
It's absolutely staggering, Jordan. And what really caught my attention is that this marks their third consecutive quarter of year-over-year acceleration. When you're already at this massive scale, continuing to accelerate growth is almost unprecedented. Their data center revenue alone hit $75 billion, up 92% year-over-year.
The Blackwell architecture is really the star of the show here. CEO Jensen Huang called it the fastest product ramp in our company's history. What's interesting is they're seeing demand from everywhere. Hyperscalers, AI cloud providers, sovereign customers, even enterprise and industrial applications.
Speaking of segmentation, Jordan, they made some pretty significant changes to how they report their business. They've broken their data center segment into two main categories, hyperscale and something they're calling ACE, which stands for AI clouds, industrial, and enterprise. What's your take on this restructuring?
It's actually brilliant strategic positioning, Alex. The hyperscale segment, which includes the big public cloud providers, generated $38 billion and grew 12% quarter over quarter. But here's what's really exciting, that ACE segment hit $37 billion and grew 31% quarter over quarter. This shows NVIDIA isn't just dependent on the big tech giants anymore.
Exactly. And Jensen Huang was pretty eloquent about this during the Q&A. He explained that AI is incredibly diverse, from language models to 3D graphics for manufacturing to proteins for life sciences. The applications run everywhere from hyperscale clouds to enterprise on-premises to industrial facilities. NVIDIA is positioning itself as the only company that can serve all these different use cases with their full-stack solution.
What absolutely blew my mind was their announcement about Vera, their new CPU designed specifically for agentic AI. Jensen said this opens up a brand new $200 billion total addressable market that they've never addressed before. And get this, they're projecting nearly $20 billion in CPU revenue visibility just this year.
That's a massive new growth driver, Jordan. And Jensen was really passionate explaining how agentic AI works differently. He described agents as essentially having harnesses around AI models that handle orchestration, memory management, and tool use. And all of that runs on CPUs. With billions of potential agents in the future, each needing their own computational resources, you can see why this CPU opportunity is so massive.
The financial metrics are just incredible across the board. They generated a record $49 billion in free cash flow, up from $35 billion in fourth quarter. And speaking of returning value to shareholders, they're increasing their quarterly dividend from 1 cent to 25 cents per share, plus announcing an $80 billion share repurchase authorization.
Wait, Jordan, I think there might be some confusion in the transcript there. CFO Colette Kress initially said 20 cents, but Jensen corrected it to 25 cents, joking that the extra nickel would mean a lot to large shareholders. Either way, it's a massive dividend increase that shows their confidence in sustained cash generation.
Good catch, Alex. Looking ahead, their second quarter guidance is $91 billion in revenue, plus or minus 2%. That would represent another strong sequential gain. But what really got my attention was their long-term visibility. They're projecting $1 trillion in combined Blackwell and Rubin revenue from 2025 through 2027.
$1 trillion, Jordan. Let that sink in. And that doesn't even include their new CPU business or some of their other product lines. Jensen mentioned during the call that they expect to become the world-leading CPU supplier with every major hyperscaler and system maker partnering with them.
The competitive positioning is fascinating too. They swept every MLPerf inference benchmark again, with their Blackwell Ultra delivering 2.7x increase in throughput and 60% reduction in cost per token compared to just 6 months ago. Jensen made a great point. Customers don't just buy GPUs. They build AI factories. And the economics are about lifetime cost of producing intelligence, not just the purchase price.
What I found most compelling was Jensen's vision of the future. He talked about how we're moving from personal computing to personal AI. Think self-driving cars as your personal AI assistant, or even base stations becoming AI-powered robotic systems. The scope of transformation they're describing is almost hard to comprehend.
And the market seems to believe in this vision. Cloud pricing for their chips is actually rising. H100 rental prices are up 20% year to date, and A100 pricing is up nearly 15%. That's the opposite of what you typically see in a commodity market. It shows the value proposition is strong enough that customers are willing to pay premium prices.
Before we wrap up, Jordan, what's your biggest takeaway for investors listening?
I think the key insight is that NVIDIA has successfully evolved from being primarily a hardware company to being a full-stack platform company. They're not just selling chips, they're enabling entire industries to transform with AI. The segmentation changes, the new CPU business, the sovereign AI deployments across 40 countries. It all points to a company that's positioned at the center of multiple massive technological shifts.
Couldn't agree more. With AI infrastructure spending potentially reaching $3 to $4 trillion annually by the end of the decade, and NVIDIA positioned across multiple segments of that market, the growth runway still looks incredibly long. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on this monster earnings report. Thanks for listening to Beta Fitch. We'll be back next time to break down more earnings that matter.
Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp. We'll catch you next time. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Fitch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.